All right, so we take up the Gemara in Ayin Vav. Amar Alf in Avodah Zarah. By the way, I was looking into the question a little bit about what was bothering me yesterday, where the Gemara says, Mikan Velech Lishteri, right? Gzeira Kedera Sheina Bas Yuma Mishum Kedera Bas Yuma. So we were troubled a little bit, but why would it be Mutu Lechatchila, even without the Gzeira? I mean, it still seems to be an issue of Maval and Lechatchila. Especially, the Tosus is bothered by that whole problem in Pesachim. So the Agos Ashri, he had an interesting answer. His answer was for the Klicheres. They only need the Gzeira really for the Klicheres. Because everything else, because Klicheres is like a Bidyevit, he wanted to say. But Mutter Bidyevit. So Klicheres, since it's impossible to kasher, it's always like a Bidyevit. So that's why they needed to make the gzeira of ben yom otu ben yom otu ben yom. But interesting, I saw in the Gra on Kufchav Beis, so the Mechaber says kedeira sheina bas yuma dainu sheshoh sameis leis mishnis vashlu bo ha'iser havinos tam of gam. Vafilu hachi osu chacham levashel bo lechatchila gzeira otu bas yoma. Yeah, so the Gra says, where is it? Hold on. Yeah, Avodah Zarah, Omer Aleph, Ayin Tosus Sham, Dibros Mikan. But he quotes like this. He quotes the Torah. He says the Torah. I don't know if it's Torah Sabayis or the Truma Sedeshin, but he has in parentheses here. He says, I think it's probably the Torah Sabayis. He says, "V'lo goras mashakosav b'avodah zarah ayin aleph amud aleph mikan ve'elech lishtri gzeira kederi sheina bas yuma mishum kederi bas yuma V'ayin b'sefer ha'yosher l'beinu tam, sof simen tov kuf pe aleph, v'b'tshuvas ha'rashba simen tov tzadiches. So if you look I looked in the tshuvas ha'rashba, it's clear he did not have that, the rashba did not have that whole girsa. Did not have the whole girsa of mikan v'elech lishteri, and then gzeira kedera sheina bas yuma mishum kedera bas yuma. If you look in the tshuva over there, the rashba says he's trying to prove that it's asur l'chatchila to use a kli that's ein ben yoma. And he's trying to find, he uses like rayas to prove it. He doesn't have a quote this Gemara. And he says, I showed this to the Ramban and he agreed with me. But apparently they did not have this girsa. They did not have this girsa at all. But otherwise it's a problem. I mean, what do you need the gzeira for? If you hold nosin tam lefgam is osur l'chatchila, what's the gzeira for? So the Hagos Ashri at least is answering that problem, but it's difficult to find an answer to that question. I don't know. All right, so it's our chiyun on that question. But anyway, let's go further in the Gemara. So the Gemara now is asking a kasha from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Zvachim. Okay. Why is it that by Kodshim, all you need is Hagala, and by Isser, you need Libun? Okay? All right. So which you went through the Pshat? So the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva have a lot to say on this, but I think we should start with the Rashba. I think it's just a simpler exposition of the topic. So let's see, you have the Rashba? All right, so the Rashba is like this. Omar Rava Kudshim Hainu Taima Kidrav Nachman Omar Rava Barvua Domar Kol Yom Vyom Nasa Gi'ul L'Chavero. Okay, so what does that mean literally? That every day when they cook the kudshim, it's basically like a hechsher of the of yesterday's cooking. Is that, well, today's cooking is a hechsher for l'chavero, for the next day. Klomar li'olam bein debola isura bein debola hetera kol shetashmishu ayde ha'or kishvud v'askala eino yotze mide isuro ele belibun al yide ha'or. Yeah. So what does that mean? I'm not the only one with it, right? What does that mean?
Libun's need to get Israel.
What does he mean, bein debola iser, bein debola heter? Right? In other words, he's saying that this is not the answer of who? Of Rav Sheshes. Right? Rav Sheshes said, Rav Sheshes said that ma'inyin kudshim etzel gila of the kechavim. Hacha hetera bala, hasam yisura bala. And as Rav Sheshes was saying, that there's two methods of kashering, depending on whether it's usa through heter or whether it becomes usa through iser. What does it mean to become usa through heter? How does something become usa through heter? Right, it means to say that when you're cooking the kudshim, it's all heter, right? And it only, so that's hetera bola, it's absorbed while it's heter. But when it's, but the next day, it becomes Isser in the Kalim. So that was Rav Sheshes' idea. It's very important to differentiate Rav Sheshes from this answer of Rava. Even though you'll see that the Rashba is saying they're both totally on the idea that it's Heter when it goes in, it's a different concept. Okay? So you have to precisely define what Rav Sheshes, the difference now between Rav Sheshes and Rava. So he's saying like this. It doesn't mean to say that what? Li'olam. Bein debola isura, bein debola hetera. Whether it absorbs iser or heter. Kol shetashmishu alidea or kishvud v'askala. Eino yotze mide isuro ela belibun al yedeha or. Doesn't matter how the thing became usur. Doesn't matter if it became usur because it absorbed treif, it absorbed iser, or if it became usur after it absorbed heter. In either case, if you want to get rid of the tam, if you want to get rid of the, if you want to be mishtamish with the kli, if you want to be mishtamish with the kli, you want to remove the iser, you need to be machshirit in the derech of its tashmish. So if it's tashmish was aydeh or, you need libun. If the tashmish is chamin, you need hagala. Okay? So it's not like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was saying that what? Once again, this has to be very clear. Rav Sheshes was saying that even though it's usher now, okay, if it only absorbed, if the absorption was when it was mutter, then it only needs hagala to be machshir the iser that there is now. You understand what I'm saying? Because Rav Sheshes is dealing with the iser already, and he's saying the history of how it became usher is important to determine whether you, to determine the method of hechsher. But Rashba is saying for Rava, that's irrelevant. If it's Isser now, it doesn't matter if it was Hetera Bola or Isura Bola. All you need to know is how is it absorbed. If it's Isser now, and it was Ayideha or, it needs Libun. Whether it was Balua as a Heter or an Isser. Whereas Rav Sheshes would hold something strange. That if it's Isser now, if it was absorbed through while it was mutter, al yedei ha'or, it would only need hagala, which just sounds wild. That's what that was. That was the Gemara's kasha. Sof sof kipolet isura kapolet. I mean, right now we're dealing with iser. Very nice. It became very nice. It went in through heter, but now we're dealing with getting it out. And right now it's iser, right? So Rava is not going along the derech of Rav Sheshes. He has a different derech. That once it's usher, it would need liban. Ela de kudshim. So then, how can he get away with hagala? How do you get away with hagala? Short answer. Yeah. Huh? Because when? Because you're doing the hagala while it's still mutter. Okay. How does that help? I don't know yet. But we don't know yet. But you have to differentiate the heter of Rava from the heter of Rav Sheshes. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Okay? Because the Gemara rejects Rav Sheshes. I mean, whether it's Rava rejecting Rav Sheshes or Rava rejecting Rav Sheshes, but the point is the Gemara rejects Rav Sheshes, brings up this idea of you call Yom V'Yom Nasa Gil Chavero, and then comes back to revive Rav Sheshes later. So obviously the answer of call Yom V'Yom Nasa Gil Chavero is not in the derech of Rav Sheshes. But yet it does rely heavily on the idea that it's heter when it goes in. So you have to be mechalik, right? I know I'm repeating myself, but because it's, if you don't get this point, you're going to mix up the whole sugya. That Rav Sheshes heter was even after it turns to Isser, it would only need Hagala. Rava is saying, before it turns to Isser, Hagala will be sufficient. To do what? To prevent the Isser from being Chal. You understand? Rav Sheshes' idea was, once the Isser is Chal, as long as it was a Tera Bola, you can get rid of it through Hagala. Rava says no. You can prevent the Isser from being Chal as long as you did Hagala before the Zman Isser, even though it was used Ayideh Ha'or. Okay, so we have to understand how that works. So he says like this. Even though when it's Balua from Isser, whether it's when you have Isser, whether it's Isura Bala or Tera Bala, you need to do Liban if it was used Allah or Ella de Kochim Shani, de Kol Yom Vyom, Mivashlinbo. Udila Mochar Nasa Giul Libli Oso Shal Yom Ze. Alright. Okay, I forgot to record this part, so you just get the quick answer here. Now, you just have to realize that the whole sugya of the whole answer of Rava is different than Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes held that once the is that even though the kli is usser, even if it's usser ayidei or through roasting, and it's usser right now, the day passed, it already has tam noser in it, let's say. All you need to do to kasher that kli that's usser right now is hagala. That the Gemara rejects at this point, until Rav Ashi revives it. Rava's answer is different. Rava's answer is, it works, the hagala works, because it's before the Zman Isser, and it somehow prevents the Isser. But the Rashba says he doesn't understand, how does it work? How does the Hagala prevent the Isser Nosar? The Isser Nosar is Chal on the Tam and the Kli. And the Tam and the Kli is Ayideh Ha'or. And Tam, that's Ayideh Or, doesn't come out without Libun. So it's very nice every day you do a Bishul, but that's like getting half the Tam out. Whatever Tam remains is Usser. Okay? And furthermore, he says that we hold... Cham miktsaso, cham kulo. So what does that mean? That means to say that if I, let's say I'm roasting, it's a very practical shaila. If you go to like a campground, right? Sometimes you go to a campground. Who is the Hirschman? You go to a campground and you'll find that they have a barbecue pit, right? Rosenthal? You know what I'm talking about, right? So this is a top-down view of the barbecue pit. So they'll have a grate going over the pit, right?
Dirty
as can be. Now you can probably get, you could probably put a hot fire under there and get this amount, get leaven on the middle part of the grill, but you're not going to get the outer edge very hard because it's already further in. So the problem is like this, would that be a good kasher? So the Rashba is saying, no, it won't. Why? Because when you use the middle, we say chamek sasocham kulo. So what does that mean? It means, like he says, nispashta bliyaso lekulan. So we say, even though the treif was being cooked in the middle of the grill, we consider the tam to spread out through the entire thing. Okay? We don't say that only the spot that you cooked on becomes treif. We say the tam is nispashe pekulo. So the entire thing is treif. Okay? V'ein yotze midei bliyaso nachi yagalas kulon. So you can't just kasher the spot you want to use. You have to kasher the whole thing. Okay? O achi yilabe niskulo. V'ein hechsher ola lo b'hagala o b'libun ad makom shema masho shotzli magia. Yeah. V'ein hechsher ola lo hen b'hagala o b'libun ad makom shema masho shotzli magia. That's not going to work. Just to do a libun or hagala to the place that the food was used on. So he's saying two problems. First of all, he doesn't understand how hagala works at all, because it doesn't take out all the time, and the noser will be chal on the remaining time. And second of all, he says, even if hagala works, where are they doing hagala? They're really only doing hagala on the part that they used yesterday, because you put the meat on the same part every day. Right? He says, yeah, but which part of the grill is treif? The whole grill is treif. So if the whole grill is treif, you have to be magil the entire grill. You have to do agol on the whole grill. Right? Those are his two kashers. It's not kashering, right. No, Aaron has a good question. We don't say chamek sasucham kulo in both directions. You don't say that you can kasher one spot and chamek sasucham kulo that it's going to come out in every spot, right? He's saying that the chamek sasucham kulo will make the isser spread out everywhere, and then you have to do hagala and libun on the entire kli, right? That's what he's saying. It is a question, though. In the Shulchan Aruch brings down a possibility like you're saying, but he's not learning that way. That if he only made a treif through one spot, you can only have to do hagala on that one spot. But that's not the way he's learning. Okay, so what's his answer? Yeah, and he brings a raya from the knife, right? His raya is from the knife. They have to kasher the whole knife, even though you're only using the hand, they're only using the blade part. You have to kasher the whole knife. Okay, alma ein nichshorim behechsher mokom chatach levad ad sheyigal af katayu. You have to even kasher the handle. Shein echotich boklal. All right, so his questions are powerful. So he says like this: V'efshar lomar dehochik amar dekodshim kevan dehagilon al yedei bishulan kodem sheyavol lidei noser dai lo bekach v'yafal pishulo livno. That even though by the kodshim, since the hagala is through the bishul before noser, it's enough. It's enough even without liban. Why? The fisha al yedei gi'ul shel mochar. Okay, let's say we're dealing with a shlomim. So you have today, tomorrow, and then it becomes nosa, right? So al yedei gi'ul shel mochar yotzi mimenu rov bli oso. So what's the difference between libun and hagala? No, it's saying libun will be so rafe and get out all of the tam, and hagala will only get out most of the tam, right? Not that a gol does nothing. It'll get out most of the time. Okay. Achlo nishabo ella iser kolosh ma'od. Interesting Rashba. So he says, so what remains? What remains? A very weakened, that's really a mistake, I think. It shouldn't say iser. It should be a tam. Because it's not Isser at this point. It's just a weakened tam.
Okay. Does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean? It's a good question.
Weird when they say
it. Right. It is a good question. Let's just finish the thought and then we'll come back to it. He says, V'oso hama'at ha'kolosh, that small, weak tam, ain Bo kidei sheyichol olav iser nosar mitoch miuto uklishuso. So he says, that's how it works. That the iser nosar, he's saying, what does it mean it's hetera bola? How does hetera bola help Rava? It doesn't help him once the iser is chal. Once the iser is chal, everything will be asar. But it helps him to prevent the chalos ha-iser. Why? He says, because if you take the tam and you weaken it and you make it very light, it's not roy for the shame iser to be chal on a weak, small tam. So therefore, it's true tam remains after the hagalah, but not enough for iser to be chal on. And he uses that answer for his second question too. V'kach oso habalua shenespashet b'kli einenu elamashu v'kolish ma'od. So too, the iser that spreads out on the other parts of the grill, that's not a real juicy iser because it's not cooking on that spot. V'hilkach b'bishol zeh gam kein nisma'et v'niklash k'tzas achlo nishar bo k'deshi yikabal os iser nosar. And for that stuff, the bishul in this same spot will draw out enough of it back that it will make it even weaker and prevent the iser to be chal. Avalim lo bishul bo lemachar kodem shiyovel de nosar havele b'liyaso gedola v'rabba. But if you don't do any bishul until tomorrow, you just have some, you have good fresh bishul tam in there. Okay. So he says, if you would wait till tomorrow, so then you'd have the full tam in the kli, and that would be no sir. And that would be no sir. And then you would need libun, like every case of kalim. That's why he says, by giule gayim gam kein kevin di sura bali im shtam shim bo ayde or af bi shi giilu yot vi yotzen men rov bli aso ayde hagala so mi koma kom kevin shnisha bo maat men iser oso maat aser va oser im ye ben yomo va o chem va nas oso lachat khilo. So that's why he says that if you had a kli of iser, right, so now you can't just do Hagala, because all Hagala is going to do is take out most of the Isser that's there. But whatever's left is still Isser, right? Whatever's left is still Isser. And it's possible for it to be a Nosin Tama. I don't know. It seems like he's saying it is possible for it to give Tama. And furthermore, it would be an Isser of Invalidness. You can't be Invalidness Lachila. That's why you need Liban. Even if you just wanted to use it for cooking, right? Okay. Cain nearly. So anyway, so that's his svar. So let's see if we understand his svar. That's his svar. His answer is, it's an elegant answer. He's saying, it's definitely right. It's definitely what Rava is saying. That once the Isser is chal, then you're not going to be able to get it out without Liban. But before the Isser is chal, you can get out rove of the tam, and the Isser is not roi to be chal on a tam kolish. Yeah. By the way, that's what he says. He says in the Torah Sabayis that this would work by milchus and fleishigs. Like if you had something that you used kosher meat on a spit, right? So that's also a tera bola. There's no iser on kosher meat, right? And now you wanted to use it with milk, so all you would need to do is a hagala. Because you'll remove rove of the tam, and now basar b'cholav won't be chal on a tam kolish of milk. Now, it's a universal thing he's learning, that the iser won't be chal on a tam kolish. But what's the svar? But once, now it's a mamonashach. Is tam kolish tam? Right? You could ask mamonashach. Is tam kolish tam? So if it's tam, so why can't the iser be chal on the tam kolish? Right? Well, the always question. It's still tam. And if it's not tam, then hagalah should always be enough. And whatever's left should be considered nothing. So how does it work that on the one hand we're saying tam kolish is a tam? Because hagalah, even though only tam kolish remains after hagalah, that's not sufficient to kasher a kli, because you say the tam that remains is still tam and it's still asur. So if it's still tam and it's usur, why is it not enough for the issur to be chal on it? That's the question. What's the difference? In other words, what's the difference between the chalos of the issur and after the issur is chal? So once it's used with issur, right? Now that's his whole answer. Our gemara, our mission of avodah zarah, which requires libun, is because the shvud was used with issur. Once it's used with issur, it's filled with issur tam. You can't get it out with hagala. You're only going to get rov of the tam out with hagala. It's true, it's going to be a weaker tam that's left, but the weaker tam still is tam. It still is tam issur. So you still can't be mishtamish with it. He says, but by the kudshim, every day you're getting out the tam kudshim before the nosar is chal. And when the nosar comes to be chal, there's only a tam kolish. And it's not chal on that. So that's what I'm saying. But the tam kolish is still a tam. So why? Well, what's the difference? How come it's not? How come the chalos is different than the existence of the isser? In terms of isser, we'll say it exists even though it's kolish. But for some reason, it won't be chal on a kolish. What's that idea? What's the difference between generating the isser and maintaining the isser? Tom. No, we're not saying Tom Kolish is like Recha. Recha is Lav Milsa. Recha Lav Milsa, yeah, I understand. But now you're saying there's three things. There's Tom Gomor, which is enough for Nosa to be Chalon. There's Recha, which is absolutely nothing. And then there's a middle thing of a Tom Kolish. It's not enough for a new Isser to be Chalon, but it is something of Isser itself. Right? That's the middle ground of the Tom Kolish. Right? And that he emphasizes in the end. He says, or lo tzarech libun. So maybe I'll say like this. Look, I just want to boil thing. I just want to use it b'chamen. I have a thing that was usher through libun, through or. But I don't want to use it al yedei or anymore. Right? I had a pot that I cooked meat directly in the pot on the fire, so it would require libun, but I'm going to use it for cooking spaghetti now. So I don't need the hechsher of libun. Maybe I'll say, look, I'll just do hagala. It'll get out whatever tam is in there through hagala, and now I can keep using it through for chamin, because I'm not going to use it al-yedei or anymore. He says, even that would be asr. He says, shalo kol ma she'efshar lotzei sulhafim minu al-yedei chamin kvar yotzei minu al-yedei hagala. So maybe I'll argue that. Whatever would have come out through Agala already came out. And as long as I don't put it back Allah or, I shouldn't need Libun. Ze'eno, the kevon de nishar od iser bekli, since there still is some iser left in the kli, li'olam polate ma'at ma'at ayde chamen. Every time we do Hagala, a little bit more and a little bit more comes out. Right? V'teida, sh'ere kli cheres in yotzimidi dofno ayde Hagala. Okay, so there's rayas from a kli cheres. But you see, whatever is left in there, well, as long as the kli was usher to begin with, whatever is left in there is always considered isser, and be considered like a isser coming into your tavshil, small amounts at the time. And it would certainly be a problem of mva'an l'sulch achilis. But getting back to the question, so the question is the tam kolish. What is it in terms of what's the difference between the chalos and the existence of the isser? From milchus fleshi, yeah. Now, as the Rashba doesn't have that minhag that we have, is manazev, not to switch a kli from milchus fleshi. He's just speaking ayidei, yoredeya in terms of actual isser v'heter. He says if it was used through or if basar was used through or, you could kasher it for chalav through hagala. We practically don't do that because we don't kasher from basar to cholav. It's a minhag we have. But in terms of whether what you cooked, if you did cook with it, it wouldn't be treif. It would be a good hagala. It's just we don't do hagala. We don't do any kind. It would be a good heksher, but aramnik is not to kasher kalim from milchus fleshes for whatever reason. Okay, right. I mean, so let's go back to Eliyahu's question. What do we mean by kolish? What do we mean by kolish? I mean, is it like I have a dark blue paint and I mix white into it? It gets light blue? I mean, what does it mean? I mean, like, it's like diluted? I mean, what does it mean, it's kalish? What does it mean? In the pot, it's kalish, it's diluted? So what does it mean, obviously? It means that it doesn't have any koach. It doesn't have a koach to give a really strong flavor anymore, right? I mean, in the realm of tam, it's kalish. In the way tam, what is tam? Tam is a flavoring. So when you had the good full flavoring in the pot, so then it's roy to give a full tam to the next tafshil. But once it's already been cooked out once, then it's only able to give what? A hint, an accent, a third degree undertone. What? This is a similar dilution. But dilution, in other words, the point we're trying to make is dilution just means, in terms of tam, the only way we measure tam is in terms of its effect of the next tafshil that it's going into. That's all we mean by tam. Right? Like you could say, what do we mean by color? Do we have this discussion? what do we mean by color? I had a discussion with somebody. You know, all we mean by color is the way it excites your rods and cones. I mean, we don't mean it in any other way, right? The way it plays on your eye, right? Right. It was with Yonah. But the point being, these are attributes of these are these only we only we don't talk about a tam in abstract. It means a tam is an affect in something. It's a flavor of something. So when we say the tam is kolosh, we don't mean that it's in the walls of the kli. That's irrelevant. It means to say that it doesn't have any. It doesn't have the koach to be a full flavor anymore. To fully affect the tafshel that's being cooked in the pot anymore. Okay, very nice. At least now we have some, at least the working definition of what we mean by kalish. So anyway, so where does that take us? Go ahead, Sammy. So in terms of Isser, we don't have a problem really why it should still be Isser. Because it does still give a flavor of the Isser. I mean, it still is giving, it is Isser. It doesn't, it still has the quality of tam. It still is giving some tam. Okay, so it's not giving a great tam. But it's not giving the full tam. It's giving a muted tam. But it still is a tam, so it's usher b'toras tam, and it still is existing b'toras tam. So there's no reason why it should cease to be usher. It's not like a recha. It's not like something now that you smell. It still is in the framework of tam. But the question really is the chalos is the question. So you were saying it has to be something chashev for the Isser to be chal on it.
Right, meaning to say maybe it has to.
In other words, we're saying like this, that no sar is chal on the shame kudshim. Okay? Well, basar b'cholav is chal on the shame basar b'cholav. Okay? But we could say like this, we could say that the basar of kudshim exists in two frameworks, right? It exists as a be'en, meaning the basar itself, you leave over a piece of meat overnight, it would become nosar. But it also exists in the framework of tam. But the tam, he's saying like this, that the tam is really like a different form of the entity of the kudshim. It could be in the form of the be'en, or it could be in the form of the tam. Okay? He's saying, and that's the only way that the isser is chal. It has to be chal on something that has really the full shame of kudshim. The only thing is, the shame kudshim exists in the be'en, and the shame kudshim exists in the tam. He's saying, but a tam kolosh is really only a, it does not have the full shame of the tam anymore. It doesn't have the shame of a tam. It doesn't have the shame of the existence of tam. It does. Once it's usur, it'll continue to give the effect of. In other words, once the cheftza is usur, so now you can't have any quality of the isur. So even though it's a weak quality, it still is a quality of the isur. But in order for the isur to be chal, it has to be chal on the cheftza. And the tam, only the tam that's, you need like what we call like a tam that's be'en, like a really full existence of tam, in order for the shame, in order for the noser to be chal on. The noser is not chal on any quality of kachim. It's chal on an entity of kachim. But the only way you have the entity is either you have the be'en, or you have the form of the tam itself. But the form of tam itself is only when the tam has its full quality of being of nosing tam, of the full nosing tam. Once it's diluted, once it's impaired, then it doesn't exist in a primary form in either way. It's not a be'en and it's not a tam. It has to be existing in the, it has to only be chal on the primary form of kachim. See, the mistake is to say like this. The kasha comes because we're saying tam itself is only a derivative. So if tam is only a derivative of the kachim, so you see the shame nosar doesn't have to be chal on the kachim itself. It just has to be chal on any quality of kachim. So what's the difference if I have the full nesinas tam or if I have half the nesinas tam? The whole tam itself is just a secondary thing. But no, that's not true. He's saying there really are two primary forms. There are two frameworks that we view something. We view it under the framework of its be'en, and we view it under the framework of it as a tam. Okay? As a tam, though, it has to have the full qualities of tam. It would be like a spice. If I had a spice that only was half, it only had half the koach, I would say it doesn't exist as a spice. Can it give a tam? Yeah, it can give a weak tam, but that's not the definition of a spice. You understand? So you can the kudshim has to be chal on the shame. The noser has to be chal on the shame of the kudshim, but there's two shamos. There's the be'en and there's the tam. But a tam kolish is nothing. It's neither. It would be like a spice that's only half spicy. It'd be like a weakened spice. It wouldn't qualify anymore as a spice. That doesn't mean it doesn't have any taste. They have an old cinnamon stick from 5 years ago. So you'll barely get any flavor out of it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have any flavor. It doesn't mean the flavor is nothing. But you can't say that it has the shame of a tavlin. It's lacking in the shame tavlin. Because shame tavlin means its whole existence. It's meaning it exists primarily as a it has a concentrated existence of tam. It's a different kind of a form, but the chiddush is that tam itself is a primary form. You understand? There are two forms, be'en and tam, but a kolish is really just like a remnant. Is just like a shadow of. Is just an association to something. It's just a quality of something. It's not really the thing itself. The noser has to be chal on the thing itself, not just any quality of it. But the tam is more, the tam it really is a form of it. So as long as you can get rid of the tam, as long as you can reduce it to a tam kolosh, you'll prevent the chalos. And that's what we hold by basar b'chalav too. That the basar, the iser, basar b'cholav, is only chal on a tam rishon of basar with a tam rishon of cholav. But if you had a diluted tam already, it won't be chal. Because you need the shame. But the key is that the shame is, it can exist also b'toras tam. But that's only when it's definitively tam, not just accidentally still has a little bit of flavor left. That's a kolish. So kolish means that it still has some quality of tam, but it can't be defined as a cheftza, as an entity of tam anymore. Like an old spice. You can still say it has some flavor, but you can't define it anymore as an entity of tam. Okay, that's a basic svar we can work with. You want to think about it more? I would certainly encourage you to do that. Okay. So anyway, so now, all right. I now have a choice. You can either go through the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara itself, which has certain difficulties that the Rashba ends off with a kasha. Very interesting, interesting sugya. The Rashba ends off with a kasha. He says, I don't understand the Gemara. And the Ritva comes back and answers the Rashba's kasha. Interesting. Pshat question, certain problems with why does the Gemara say, do the Chatas, then do the Shlomo? What about, there are other problems that are in the Gemara. Because the problem, I'll just tell you, Bekitzer, the main problem is like this. There's a general rule in Kachim that you're not allowed to reduce the Zman that you can eat a carbon in. You're not allowed the Chatchila to reduce the Zman or reduce the ability to eat a carbon. So you have an obvious problem. Shlomim can be eaten for 2 days, right? So if I cook today's Shlomim on the kli that I cooked yesterday's Shlomim on, what's going to happen? I'm going to get the tam from yesterday's Shlomim. But yesterday's shlomim is going to run out tonight. So it's going to turn out that I'm not going to be able to eat my 2 day shlomim for 2 days. That's a problem. We're not allowed to do that. So how does the Gemara get out of that problem? Right? That's a problem that all the Rishonim are working on. How do you work that out? And what did the Gemara mean by Hagala? What did the Mishnah mean by Hagala? When did they use Hagala? So the Rashba and the Ritva work on that. They try to work out how it's possible, how to work out. I mean, you got to junk Aragirsa, I think. But Aragirsa ends off with the Kasha of the Gaul. But they have another way of working it out. It's interesting. I mean, it's very interesting to see how they work it out. But it doesn't really add more to the Svara of the question that we're dealing with. So we could do that. Or we could just jump to the last sheet of Ravashi, who holds a Terabola, and explain the machlokes between Ravashi and Rava. All right, so we'll think about what we want to do.